Welcome to Working in Teams, Unit 6, Articulating Feedback and Feed Forward, Tracking Success and Change. At the end of this unit, the learner will be able to develop skills for clear communication and understanding of others, provide appropriate feedback to others, develop and deliver appropriate feed forward, and communicate in ways that help promote positive change for your team. The unit outline will begin with an overview with communicating for results, content on feedback and understanding feedback and feed forward, content delivery in the areas of communicating for results, feedback and feed forward. There will be HIT examples and activities for each of these content areas, as well as a list of resources for additional study. The ability to communicate clearly with others is fundamental to providing appropriate feedback and feed forward. One of the distinguishing features of effective teams is the ability of their members to provide and accept feedback on their performance. High-performance teams also exhibit the use of feed forward. Both of these methods for dealing with information will be introduced in this unit. You will be provided an opportunity to incorporate these methods into your personal ability to deal with performance information. Your ability to both provide feedback and feed forward information to others will aid in your personal development and as a competent and capable member of a health IT team. Communicating for results includes the ability to actively listen, to use assertive communication behaviors, and to use strong I statements. We will look at each of these areas in greater detail. Be an active listener. Hear what people are really saying. Be an active listener. It is important to target 5 important points. Pay attention. Show that you are listening. Clarify what you heard. Defer judgment and respond appropriately. On the subsequent slides, we will go into greater detail on each of these 5 points. Pay attention. It is important to give the speaker your undivided attention and acknowledge the message. Recognize that what is not said also speaks loudly. Use the strategies that appear on the screen to pay closer attention to your speaker and audience. Show that you are listening. Use your own body language and gestures to convey your attention. Make sure the other person is quite aware that you are clearly involved with what they are saying. Clarify what you heard. Our personal filters, assumptions, judgments, and beliefs can often distort what we hear. As a listener, your role is to understand what is being said. This may require you to reflect on what is said and ask clarification questions. If you find yourself responding emotionally to what someone said, say so and ask for more information. Defer judgment. Interrupting is a waste of time. It frustrates the speaker and limits full understanding of the message. Respond appropriately. Active listening is a model for respect and understanding. You are gaining information and perspective. You add nothing by attacking the speaker or otherwise putting him or her down. Key points: active listening. It takes a lot of concentration and determination to be an active listener. Old habits are hard to break, and if your listening habits are as bad as many people's are, then there's a lot of habit breaking to do. Be deliberate with your listening and remind yourself constantly that your goal is to truly hear what the other person is saying. Set aside all other thoughts and behaviors and concentrate on their message. Ask questions, reflect, and paraphrase to ensure you understand the message. If you don't, then you'll find that what someone says to you and what you hear can be truly amazingly different. Start using active listening today to become a better communicator and improve your performance and the performance of your teammates. Activity 1, Active Listening. Ask a friend or colleague to talk about something important to them. Use active listening while they are talking to you. Reflect on this experience and create a report, up to 150 words, that demonstrates your ability to perform using active listening. How many of the key points of active listening are you able to incorporate in your discussion? Which ones were more difficult to use? Which were easy for you? What was the reaction of your friend or colleague? On a scale from 1, low, to 10, high, rate your own ability to perform as an active listener. Why did you give yourself that rating? Assertive communication is the ability to express positive and negative ideas and feelings in an open, honest, and direct way. It recognizes our rights while still respecting the rights of others. It allows us to take responsibility for ourselves and our actions without judging or blaming other people. And it allows us to constructively confront and find mutually satisfactory solutions where conflict exists. Why use assertive communication? All of us use assertive behavior at times. Quite often, when we feel vulnerable or unsure of ourselves, we may resort to submissive, manipulative, or aggressive behavior. Yet being trained in assertive communication actually increases the appropriate use of this sort of behavior. It enables us to swap old behavior patterns for a more positive approach to life. I've found that changing my response to others, be they at work or at home, can be exciting and stimulating. The advantages of assertive communication are many. Some of the most salient ones are available on screen now, including that it helps us to feel good about ourselves and others on the team. It minimizes hurting and alienating other people. It enables us to express, both verbally and non-verbally, a wide range of feelings and thoughts, both positive and negative. Elements of assertive communication include eye contact that demonstrates interest, shows sincerity, body posture that is congruent with the language, which will improve the significance of the message, gestures that are important to help to add emphasis to what is being said, voice at a level that is loud enough and well modulated so that it is more convincing and acceptable but not intimidating, timing, where you are using your judgment to maximize receptivity and impact of your message, and content, that is, how, where, and when you choose to comment, is probably more important oftentimes than what you say. Activity 2. Ask a friend or colleague to hear you out while you express your feeling about something important. Use assertive communication to detail your feelings about the issue. Reflect on this experience and create a report, up to 150 words, that demonstrates your ability to perform using assertive communication. How many of the key points of assertive communication were you able to incorporate in your discussion? Which ones were more difficult to use? Which were easy for you? What was the reaction of your friend or colleague? On a scale from 1, being low, to 10, being high, rate your own ability to use assertive communication. Why did you give yourself that rating? Part of being assertive involves the ability to appropriately express your needs and feelings. You can accomplish this by using I statements. These indicate ownership. Do not attribute blame. Focus on behavior. Identify the effect of behavior, are direct and honest, and contribute to the growth of your relationship with each other. Strong I statements have three specific elements: behavior, feeling, and tangible effect. That is, the consequence to you. An example of an I statement: I feel frustrated when you are late for meetings. I don't like having to repeat information. Activity 3. Strong I statements. Approach a friend or colleague with an issue you have regarding some behavior of theirs. Initiate the conversation by using a strong I statement, making sure you keep ownership of the issue. Reflect on this experience and create a report, up to 150 words, that demonstrates your ability to use strong I statements. How difficult was it to formulate the statement? How easy was it to deliver the statement? What was the reaction of your friend or colleague? How do you feel about the issue now? On a scale from 1, being low, to 10, being high, rate your ability to develop and deliver an I statement. Why did you give yourself that rating? Feedback. It is important when providing feedback to back compliments with specific examples and a reason. Be honest and specific. And as you provide compliments with a reason, make sure you also spell out any specific details of critical information or room for improvement to the individual that you are addressing. Also, provide some challenges for them as they will see it as an opportunity for improvement. In the HIT team scenario, it's important to leave time for feedback for team members to understand what went really well and what really didn't go well and why. So when they move forward forming their own team for other application projects, they will remember the feedback and have successes from the one you just experienced. Tips for providing effective feedback in the workplace. It is important that we understand feedback as an element of teamwork, but it's also important that it has become an element of a much larger nature for organizations. It really does hinge on organization efficiency and effectiveness. How it is given is extremely important. Poorly administered feedback will often run the risk of negative consequences rather than improvement. So remember to provide effective feedback. It should be timely. It should address the issue at hand. And it always is a two-way street. On the HIT team, it's important to provide feedback during the course of the project if you see that someone is slipping in their tasks that have been assigned to them. It's important to realize that and provide them that feedback to get them back on task and the project moving forward. Acceptance of feedback. One tool that has been used to help individuals to value the importance of feedback is what is known as the Johari window, so named for the first names of its two creators, Joseph Luft and Harold Ingram. The window displays 4 quadrants and 2 dimensions. One dimension is what is known to self and others, and the other dimension is what is not known to self and others. One advantage of the framework is that it helps to clarify that no single source of information should be acceptable as the only relevant information. Therefore, information received by someone should be buffered by information that is already known. Now we are going to do an activity, feedback. In this exercise, you are asked to provide feedback to someone regarding their performance regarding a specific task and to request feedback from someone regarding your own performance on a specific task. In providing feedback, be sure to follow the principles described in this unit on the previous slides. When receiving feedback, place the information in the appropriate quadrant of the Johari window. It is important to remember some key principles before providing feed forward or practicing the provision of feed forward to one of your teammates. We can change the future, not the past. What that means is that as we move forward, we need to remember that a, quote, future focus is a focus on behavioral change. It is more productive to help people be right than prove that they are wrong. Individuals like to know that they have an ability to fix wrongs and to become better at what they do. It's important, and feedforward is more suited to successful people. In fact, it tends to bring out success in people. The response from anyone who knows about the task is important as a feedforward element because their views are trusted by other individuals. It is easier to be objective and not personal when we are providing information about the future. Just like we did with feedback, we want to deal with the same material in a forward-looking way, which is less damaging. It tends to produce less resistance and is actually more efficient towards inducing change. It is important to see feed forward and provide information in that way, as a fellow traveler or a teammate, not as someone who is trying to provide more expertise. Why not feed forward instead of feedback? Feedback has been the traditional manner of producing information for individuals as we attempt to correct negative situations and increase the effectiveness and efficiency of our operations. Even though it has been a tradition, it is time to try and take a step into the future and provide much more relevant information for individuals and produce a situation where they can see that you are helping them to move into the future more as a coach or as a development aide instead of someone who is always critiquing from a negative standpoint. So why not move forward in a much more fun direction and in an open way as we progress into the future instead of always looking backwards? When you are sitting on a health IT team working on projects, occasionally you will come across someone who, generally speaking, consistently and constantly cannot wait for the person speaking to stop speaking so they can interject their opinion or thought. One example of a feed-forward idea to approach that sort of person in a conversational way and bring up the fact that you are already excited about how they are so enthusiastic about getting the ideas and thoughts out into the meeting, and it might possibly be best to maybe wait a few seconds and then listen to what the speaker is saying, and then wait for a break in the conversation to interject or raise thoughts and questions. In summary, we offer 10 reasons to try feed forward. These reasons will provide you with some additional ammunition as you begin to develop your feed forward skills. It is our appreciation and understanding that feed forward will normally trump feedback as a more effective way to produce change that is positive with your team. In the HIT scenario on Teams, when a person hears, quote, "I would like to give you some feedback," they immediately think about, "What have I done?" and are likely to believe that a negative type conversation is ahead of them. Feeding forward is so much more accepted and welcoming once a person is told the things that they are doing well and how they can continue to move forward and be even more productive with the team. What is best for the team? We believe it is feed forward which can be much more effective and efficient as a team is processing through their work. It is also a better standard of quality of communication as individuals are working together to address future issues. Therefore, it is more dynamic, and it addresses the issues that a team will face, the bumps along the way, as a future focus to improve and enhance the performance of the team. You are being asked to pick one behavior that you would like to change. Describe this behavior to someone else and then ask them to feed forward. Ask them for 2 suggestions for the future that might help you achieve that positive change in the selected behavior. Listen carefully to the suggestions and take some notes. Thank the other person for their suggestions and then ask them if there are any things that they would like to change. Provide feed forward to them with 2 suggestions aimed at helping them change. Record your experience and list in a single word your reaction to this experience of giving and receiving feed forward. Now that you have had a chance to learn about the experience activities on both feedback and feed forward, we would like you to list the similarities and differences that you have found in these 2 different techniques, which seem more valuable, and how could you personally make use of these techniques. You will be providing this in written form and you will receive feedback from your instructor. Activity 6, Community Physician's Office. Student instructions. Read the scenario below, then provide feedback and feed forward for all 3 team members. Scenario. A community physician's office has asked the office manager to procure and install an electronic patient record system that is appropriate for the size and practice that he or she has. The current personnel are 1.5 full-time equivalent for secretaries, 2 nurses, 1 physician, and 1 office manager. The physician would like to convert all of the patient's records into electronic form. Team composition: 1 office manager, team leader, 1 secretary, and 1 nurse. This team of personnel will review all the software packages and return the top 3 for the physician to choose from. The initial costs should be returned to the office over the next 5 years through increased efficiency of the physician and office personnel time, increased patient load, decreased billing turnaround time, decreased office supply costs, and medical records storage costs. He or she would like to have the system installed within the next year. The physician has requested that the features of the system should include patient scheduling and reminder cards for maintenance procedures such as mammograms and early physicals, electronic prescription writing, and prescription faxing or sending of prescriptions in other electronic methods to the patient's preferred pharmacy for e-prescribing, electronic billing, electronic documentation, and scanned document capture. The system should have enough capacity to store and retrieve patients' records over the next 5 years with major hardware upgrades. The requirements for the physician will drive the action plan for the team. Activity 6: Scenario Behaviors.